Hello, what's up, guys? So it's Mochebe Christopher here again with another podcast. Guys, this is going to be an interesting one. It's going to be a very juicy one. First of all, I hope everyone is doing well. I hope everyone is fine. This lockdown period is not the best. It's not as easy. And I do understand that there's so many hardships going around. And I wish all of you guys the best. And good luck with whatever it is that you're trying to do to survive during this very difficult period. I'm sending you lots of love from this side. So yeah, let me get to it. So guys, to begin with, I did talk about something. It was, I believe, 16th April. This year, 2020. I talked about something. I was trying to inform my mates that things are going to change, and things are going to change a bit fast. I was trying to tell them that they are preparing for a future that is going to be non-existent by the time they run out into the field. So I received a handful of I wouldn't want to call them negative comments, but let's just say something like that. It was interesting to watch. There was a lot of backlash and all this interesting stuff that happened. Yeah, it was all very interesting. So one thing that I want to say it out right now first, okay? In that conversation that I was having with my mates, it was a full group, actually. It wasn't just 1, 2, 3 people. It was a full group engaged. And I was trying to let all my mates know that things are going down, and things are going to go down in a very weird way. And we are not preparing adequately for what's about to happen. So I brought up the issue of electric vehicles and automation and advancement in technology, AI, things of that nature. Okay, very interesting, fascinating topics if you ask me, and topics that are very, very good for humanity, and also very dangerous and scary, as they might lead to some very not so interesting things, like people losing their jobs, all that stuff that you've heard of. Hopefully you've heard of. So guys, most of my mates were like, no, Chris, you are, those things are not about to happen. Do you think electric cars are going to reach Africa that fast? You know, there was a lot of such talk, you know, such to me it was interesting to watch, honestly. I enjoyed the watching the differences in people's opinions and how people are seeing things. It was interesting. So they, you know, no, Chris, cars are not coming. Electric cars are not coming anytime soon. Such levels of automation is not about to come. All that interesting stuff. If yes, it's very interesting, by the way. This week, we realized. Okay, now the thing is, here in, this is Uganda, Kampala. The government is actually doing some bit of work in the city center, renovating the capital city, Kampala, and all that stuff, making it very interesting. It's actually a very interesting place to be. If you're outside Uganda, you should come visit sometime. It's a very beautiful place. Right now it's getting pretty and pretty, if you ask me, and very interesting. I mean, of course, putting aside the culture is mind blowing, it's very interesting. But okay, back to the point. So just putting up all these sorts of different infrastructure, working on roads, making them better, generally adjusting and changing the whole setting of the city, okay? Then before we used to use taxis, okay, taxis, for those of you who might be listening and do not know what taxis are like public vehicles. Okay, I'm sure most of you guys know what taxis are, but the versions of taxis we had in Kampala, they were like these 14 passenger vehicles whereby you like have, so they're like funds of some sort, but 14 passengers, you guys get the point. So yeah, that's what we were using. So now the government is like, probably doesn't want more taxis within the city center, so it's trying to, it's going like it's because they cause congestion, okay? It's very interesting. It's been interesting to watch. Some debates have been running around, so yeah. So they are like, they're going to bring in cars, like buses that are going to be working within Kampala City. I was like, okay. And then I think it was just yesterday or some days back, it's actually, it hits the news that they are electric vehicles. So in Uganda we have an electric car manufacturing plant, something like that. We have a company that's making electric vehicles. It's called Kira. No, these guys didn't pay me for a sponsorship, but anyway, I'll just mention the name. It's called Kira EV. So these guys, you can Google it, Kira EV. So these guys basically make electric vehicles, okay? So apparently their buses are going to be running around Kampala. It's going to be very interesting. Electric buses, okay? They're the ones we are going to be using, as far as I know. So again, this goes back to what I was saying. I told guys things like this were going to happen eventually. It was inevitable. I mean, I for one was looking at Tesla. I was looking at Tesla and those other, companies breaking into the African market. But it seems like it's happened. Excuse me. We have broken into our own market. So we have done it. And so once again, not to rub it in anyone's face, but I was right in a way. But the thing is, the whole point of this is it's not going to end with just, oh yeah, hey, we have a vehicle that like you just plug in and you charge it, like you charge your smartphone for couple of hours, 2 hours. They say you charge it for 2 hours, and I think it travels around 300 kilometers, if I'm not mistaken, something like that. So yeah, that, oh yeah, we have a vehicle, we have a you just charge, and it's not going to end with that, okay? Like, if history has taught us one thing, it's that the rise in technology and development and advancement in technology does not really stop. Okay, let's look at Tesla. Now, I want us to really watch this space right here. Let's look at Tesla. They make electric automated vehicles. Like, you can literally just sit in the car, put in your destination, sit back, press autopilot, and the car will drive itself. It's like, that's it. It's just, I mean, just like that. So, okay, I want us to play this out properly. Guys, let's pay attention. So electric vehicles are running into the African market, being produced by Africans. Okay? Africans, the manufacturers, are not ignorant of the fact of that foreign competition. So either, and I know they're working on it, they have to make sure that they improve the models of the vehicles that they are manufacturing to make them more consumer friendly, and you get so that they can be able to stand a chance to compete with outside manufacturers of such vehicles. What does this mean? Tesla, electric automated vehicles running on decent artificial intelligence, decent AI, okay? In order for these different companies and these African manufacturers to keep up, they have to go down that road. Okay? They just have to, if they are to compete favorably. That will work. Okay, maybe if, okay, this is the only thing that might happen. If the governments decide to put restrictions and protect the home manufacturers, that's by making it very hard for foreign vehicles within that lane to actually, break into the African market, maybe by increasing taxes levied on those vehicles, things of that nature, whatever the governments do. Okay, but if that's not done, okay, it means these companies have to think within that route and actually act. Okay, now what happens to this to such automations, okay, and advancements in AI? Guys, drivers are going to lose jobs. That's like the first hint. Okay. Okay. Yes. That's like really the first hint. Okay, now putting that aside, okay, that may not be a big problem, but when we need to look at these advancements in AI, not just from a car perspective, but from a broader perspective, okay? There's so many things that are going to happen in terms of AI, in terms of the education sector, how we learn and retain information. So many things are happening. So many advancements are coming in. My point is, we need to watch the space. We need to realize that most of the jobs that we are sort of hoping for might be non-existent in the near future. Okay? I'm talking to guys who are like in their 20s, those guys, even guys in their 30s. Basically, I'm talking to everyone who is still working or something, or has just started working. Whoever you may be, okay, most of those jobs are going to be non-existent. So we need to really pay attention and realize that things are shifting, okay? Advancements in AI are coming. Actually, they're already here. The whole reaction is actually now faster. It's insane just thinking about it. I mean, sometimes I ask myself, like, how in the world did we get here? I mean, just a few years ago, there was no such thing as a smartphone. And if you talked about the internet, you'd probably be called crazy. Just a few years ago, it was impossible for someone to send money to another person who is probably just, just in a different city or a different district. It was you know, it was impossible. Okay, like instantly. Okay, now we have all these money exchanging systems. We have M-Pesa, we have mobile money, we have PayPal. There's so many of them, sometimes I lose track. Okay, just a few years ago, I mean, all these changes have happened within this short period, probably 2 decades or something of the sort. It's very interesting. So we have seen and we have watched these things unfold. Okay, and if history is teaching us anything, it should be this. Guys, if you don't pick anything from this podcast today, pick this, okay? History is only teaching us one thing, that you cannot stop the rise in technology. It's not something that you can just stop. It can come faster than you actually think, okay? And with technology improvements, developments, comes automations and things of that nature. Machine learning, AI being developed, things of that sort. Okay, this was the thing I was getting from that discussion that I told you guys about earlier, with my mate, Chris, you know? You're thinking, like, that stuff, bro, this is Africa. These are the things I was getting, okay? It's really going to take, like, it's going to take forever to happen. But, yeah, and no, okay? Technology is different. It's weird. It's funny. It's interesting. So it catches up. And this has actually, you know, nailed it for me. Like, I'm like, yeah, I really did see this coming. I actually thought the whole electric vehicle thing in my country, to be specific, would happen probably in the next 5 to 6 years. But guess what? It's happening now, this year, 2020, during lockdown. So I definitely didn't expect that. So guys, if you are to take anything from this, it's this. Do not neglect the advancements in technology, in AI. Pay attention. Jobs are going to be replaced. Most of the jobs that you guys are struggling for might be non-existent. So you need to, I'm not saying drop out of school, okay? That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying as you study, think about what it is that you're studying and how you'll be able to use the knowledge you've gained to stay relevant in the new world. Because the fact of the matter is, we are not being prepared for a new world. We are preparing ourselves, or being prepared for a world that's fading, or it's safe to say it no longer exists. Okay, the things you're being taught are the same things your fathers were taught, your grandfathers were taught, and their world is gone. Okay, it's a new world and you're not preparing for that world. That's it for today. I hope you guys take this information and digest it. Okay, and yeah, once again, it's Muchiri Christopher. You can follow me on Instagram at Muchiri Christopher 6, okay? MUKIBICHRISTOPHER 6, okay? The number 6, okay? Yeah, and for if you are interested in learning more about digital marketing, please follow Elixir Media. It's ELIXIR X, then a dot, full stop, IR media on Instagram still. Okay, see you in the next session. Thank you, everyone. Stay blessed.